Good evening, GWA. This is Listening Always, and I find myself with a little bit of time to kill, so I figured I would go ahead and answer a request done by Starless Skies regarding erotic confessions, truth or lies, and I just to listen, also posted one that I thought was really cool. I voted on hers. Both, I think, are true. But nonetheless, without any further ado, my erotic confession is going to begin as follows. For those of you who have listened to my audios, you're going to already know that I am I'm a hair trigger, really. There's a couple of words that you can say, or buttons, figurative or literal, that you can push, and all of a sudden I'm exploding. Sometimes I'm very wetly exploding. And my confession is, I wasn't always that way. In fact, being raised in a very religious household, I actually did not have my first orgasm until I was 23. Let's go with that. Oh, I would masturbate and I would have phone sex and I would, you know, lost my virginity at 21, which I realize is very late. But nonetheless, gave a lot of blowjobs in college, but I digress. I did not have my first orgasm until 23, and the way that came about is, well, I had always had fantasies about being tied down and, you know, some stranger having his wicked way with me, and for some reason I just never managed to get off to any normal type of play. And then one day I discovered another online community that I'm not going to name just in case, and met up with an individual, and he opened my eyes a little bit, and I came the first time in my life very hard, wearing a schoolgirl uniform, tied down onto the bed, ass up in the air, gag in my mouth, and having him plunder my cunt. And let me tell you, when that orgasm happened, I was very surprised. But nonetheless, that is my erotic confession, and you can tell me whether you think it's true or false, or if part of it's true and part of it's false, and if so, which is which. So good night, GWA. And I look forward to your responses.